Wednesday, July 15, the year 2020. A day has passed since last I recorded my experiences here. It was not for lack of effort, however, because certainly what I witnessed warranted recording in as fine a detail as I could manage, but this was not to be the case. It was 2 days ago that I saw Chris Harrison out my window, standing in the harsh and fiery desert sun. His eyes were closed and his arms were outstretched, palms up as though he were absorbing the radiating heat from the rocks and plants around him. His mouth was open in a grin of mad ecstasy as his head lolled back and forth, the blinding light gleaming off his teeth like shards of glass. And curiously, not a single bead of sweat formed on his brow. I watched him for some time from my perch as he walked up and down the winding gravel path that twisted its way through the resort. I can't be certain how long he endured the heat, but each time he completed a full circuit from one side to the other, and continued yet again, the more I became convinced that he was somehow immune to it. And then, as if this entire endeavor wasn't strange enough on its face, I witnessed something that shook me to my core. As the sun began to melt away over the mountains in the distance, and the sky bled into that golden haze that lasts each evening but for a moment before darker hues of night take hold, Chris Harrison came to a stop before the largest cactus in a cluster near the middle of the courtyard over which I had clear view. It was a plump plant, thick and strong, a tribute to prosperity, that had no doubt grown without restriction here in this man-made garden of the desert for many, many years. He brought his hands together at his chest as though he were praying, but then he intertwined his fingers and twisted them into patterns that seemed impossible, consecutive motions making specific and deliberate gestures. Then he bowed his head and spoke some words I had no possibility of hearing through the double-paned window of my room. He seemed to repeat a single phrase over and over again until finally his eyes snapped open and the light reflected off them somehow to make them seem as if they were glowing amber. He cast his gaze upon the cactus directly in front of him, and as mad as this may seem, I know I saw it. The plant began to wither. And more than this remarkable event, as Chris Harrison stood over the dying plant, reveling in the decay of the thing, he seemed to grow younger. The fine lines at the corners of his eyes flattened out, the wrinkles on his forehead smoothed to his skull. I looked away, searching the room for a blank wall upon which to fix my view so that I might have a moment to ponder what seemed unfathomable. What exactly was I seeing? Surely not evidence of some dark magic at work, but rather it must have been the days locked inside the room, commingled with darkening shadows that whipped my mind into a frenzy of fantasy. Secure in the rationalization that I had conjured a delusion born of fatigue and optical illusion, I raised my eyes back to the window to see that Chris Harrison was no longer looking at the cactus, but was instead staring with those unblinking and hollow eyes straight at me. There was something so malevolent, so inhuman in his gaze that I startled, ducked down under the window and scurried across the floor to the desk where I meant to document these events as I saw them. But as I pulled the pen across the white sheet of paper, no mark was made. The pen had gone dry. at the most inopportune of times. I mustered the courage to stand and look again out the window, half expecting to see Chris Harrison to be pressed against it with that terrible gaze. But he was gone. It was as if he was never there. But the cactus, it remained, shriveled and black, a lifeless husk rotting in the night. I made a call to Gary to inform him that I was in need of a new writing utensil, and this morning, although my vegetarian preferences have yet to be satisfied, my breakfast of sausages and bacon was accompanied by a new pen. But even had there been any single bite of food palatable to me, I would have cast it aside all the same in service of writing these words, because the strange event to which I had bared witness had a final moment. This morning, as I rose from fitful slumber, I did look back out my window to see a crew of workmen forced into the delirium of the desert summer for a single purpose. They toiled quickly, trying their best either to return inside into the comfort of cooler temperatures, or perhaps, I thought, not to be seen as they dug up the dead cactus and replaced it with another. When they were finished, there was no trace left, no evidence to be seen that any of the prior night's events had taken place at all. Their only documentation now exists in these pages.